Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for June 17th.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet for Wednesday, June 17th, in the year 2020. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Groton in Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for the participation. All licensed amateur radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary, is usually 146.97, but that is no longer an analog repeater, it's digital only. So we'll figure out what the secondary is and get back to you. Let me reset. Okay, the net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to, number one, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. And secondly, also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. The TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. Let me reset. TipsNet is divided into three sections. First is the open net with rounds of questions and comments as just described. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and then release the mic button like this. And listen to see if anyone else called at the same time you did, which we call doubling. Then if hearing nothing, then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have any comment or question to the net. So this is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'll be your net control station for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is November 1, Sierra Papa X-Ray Chuck in Hannibal, Missouri. Good evening.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston. Good evening.
November Bravo Yankee, Jeremy in Oakdale. Good evening, everyone.
This is
November Kilo 1 Victor, Steve Coventry. No questions.
Good evening.
Okay, so far we have Chuck N1SDX from Hannibal, Missouri. We have Kevin KA6BDG, Dave K1DCT, Jeremy KC1NBY, Steve NK1B, and Chuck W1FJW. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, I guess that's all we have for the moment, but other people may be joining. And good evening, everyone. It's a pleasant Wednesday evening. We don't have any questions on the table. We do have some events coming up. Of course, we have Field Day, which is being done a la carte, so to speak, for most people. Instead of joining a club at a site and so forth. Interestingly, I saw one comment in one of the forums about a person who I guess normally helps manage and arrange the club's Field Day event, and he had planned on taking off this year anyhow because it just was getting to be too much. But now that he knows that that their club had decided not to do anything, now he's already making plans for the arrangements for next year's Field Day for the club. So I thought that was an interesting thing. Okay. Let's see, I will bring a problem to the club and see what they think. Might or might not have a solution. I'm thinking not. I picked up one of the El Cheapo Jetstream 2-meter 440 mobile radios. It's a JT-2705M, as in Mary, and seems to work perfectly well, except that when I go to VFO mode and I program in a repeater, it works fine there, and as soon as I try and put that into the memory so that I can switch back to using the memory mode, the frequency is there, but when I transmit, it doesn't transmit on the output frequency. So I don't know if it's just not picking up the minus 600 offset or not, which works perfectly fine in the VFO mode. So that's my question there. I suspected something wrong with the circuitry of the radio itself, and it's just going to be like that for life, and I'll have to find a different purpose for it, where I either use it primarily for simplex, or I set it up for one repeater and leave it there. Maybe a Winlink or something. Okay. Anyhow, let's go down through the list, and Chuck, how are you? And anything you think of for the net this evening in 1SPX? This is KC1TWR.
Not much for me to comment, or no question. Quick comment on your thought is, since it's a Chinese type radio, I expect it's a some sort of programming cable. The software Chirp, that's Charlie Hotel India Romeo Papa, probably supports it and could probably read the config and rewrite it. It sounds like in VFO, you're right. Most of those do not default to a duplex offset. You'll probably have to find some way to program that. Short of that, I do find it interesting that you mentioned Winlink on VHF rig. That's interesting. Winlink's not exactly the optimal solution even on HF, but it's all we've got nowadays, since 300 baud packet seems to have gone by the wayside. I'll reset and then make a comment about Field Day. For those of us not paralyzed by the paranoia of the virus, the North American Kilowatt Club will be in the White Mountains National Forest up in New Hampshire, and we welcome anyone to come up and join us. So a 3.5-hour drive from Norwich will be at the Russell Pond Campground. I know Kevin X and his friend Brian, MVS, will be joining us, and there's a rumor that Stan KC1SS is looking for a partner to drive up with. So if anybody's interested, please get a hold of Kevin or I. Again, field day for the North American Kilowatt Club will be at the Russell Pond Campground in the Wait Mountain National Forest up in New Hampshire, just outside of Woodstock. Other than that, that's all I've got for now. 73N1FCX, back to that.
Okay, good comment. Thank you, Chuck. And you might want to mention that again about the kilowatt, North America Kilowatt Club and all of that during the announcements later on in case we pick up more people. Okay, now we're going to move on to another member of the Kilowatt Club and turn it over to Kevin and see what he thinks about my problem or anything else he'd like to bring to the table today. KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of in the mood for a meatball grinder, but I think I'm going to wait till next week, and we're going to go to Colchester Pizza and buy them out. good evening, Tim and the Net. Well, I don't have any topics or questions specifically. My mind is pretty much preoccupied, at least for the second half of today, with Field Day. We're going to have a teleconference call with those coming up. At 8 o'clock, so I was making some notes for that, and I've got a church project that involves a little technology that I have to do tomorrow afternoon, so getting ready for that. Let's see here. I guess I'll bring up two things and try not to be too long-winded. Jerry was by this afternoon helping me with tracking some wires down. And had an interesting conversation on the back porch talking about Field Day. He hopes to get his antenna up so that he can have a little fun with Field Day. And he doesn't plan to win any awards or anything like that. But something he said pivoted around logging your contacts and reporting them to wherever Field Day reports go. And I happened to mention to him, well, you know, you don't have to file a report, particularly if you're not trying to score. In other words, you know, even as a club, as the North American Kilowatt Club, we're probably not going to win any awards or place anywhere near the top. But Jerry made a good point, which I think is admirable on his part. He said, well, those other stations, in order to get credit for those contacts, need me to send in a log verifying that. And I said, well, I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently he said they do cross-check the logs. So there's a question, I suppose, if they cross-check the logs. And just number two, just sort of the thinking, as I say, I think it was admirable on Jerry's part, was being considerate of the stations you operate and so forth, making sure that Field Day is as successful for them as it can be. Number two is quicker than that, just a quick aside. The past few months we've all had a little extra time to go through our junk drawers and our ham radio drawers and benches and so forth. I wonder if anybody's come across anything unexpected that they didn't remember that they had in their ham radio junk pile or equipment stockpile, excuse me. This afternoon I was going through my ham radio drawer here, which I rifle through a couple of times a month whenever I'm looking for something, and it seems like every time I'm looking for something I have to pull everything out of the drawer to find what I'm looking for. Well, today I found, and this goes back years, I found this little copper antenna with a BNC on the bottom of it that looks like it's a dual band, feeling the diameters of it, and now it changes halfway up, for 2 meter and 440, quite likely. And I'm guessing that it was an antenna that I would use sometimes on the Kenwood HT that I no longer have. Chuck might remember it blowing up on my kitchen table over Christmas, or maybe it was last summer. But I came upon this antenna, I hooked it up, I was looking for an antenna to use on a scanner that I would bring on the trip in case we want to listen to some railroad frequencies on Friday. I think we're going to tool around and maybe go find a train or two. And it seems to work real well. Real well, actually, as a receive antenna. I haven't transmitted on it. So that was kind of a treasure. I was saying a little thank you prayer, like, that was a neat find, so I wonder if anybody else has found anything really cool the last couple of months with all the spare time we've had to rifle through our equipment stockpiles. K6PDG, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And before I say anything else, I did want to thank Chuck for the thought of my trying a network cable, not network cable, but programming using software to try and write that to memory. I will indeed try that. Thank you very much for that. That had not occurred to me on the Jetstream modem. Okay, and as far as logging contacts, that's an interesting question. I've been reading some forums where for field day, where some people swear, yes, you have to send in your file with all the contacts, and other people who said, oh no, I only send in my count. I never send, our clubs never send in the contacts, just the total numbers. So I'm finding it, I don't know. It's a good question. And maybe the next person on the list will know, but I'm going to ask Dave to wait a moment and just ask, is there anybody else that would like to join the TIPSNet? We meet every Wednesday night, and we're here to help anybody with any questions they have related to amateur radio. So if you would like to join the TIPSNet, please come with your call sign now. From the Jetstream radio to Kevin's question about logging and checking logs, and also it's a good question, find anything recently that in your junk drawer that you'd forgotten you had. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
DCT, good evening to all those on the TIPSNet this evening. Yeah, my head's about to explode, all these things to think about. Let's see. As far as your radio, Tim, I don't have any experience with that, but I do agree with Chuck that, and I have used that Chirp program for my Bayo fangs, or as I like to call them, bad things, because they're not super great transmitters, but I have a couple of them, and I use them usually just for listening, or put them on my belt, and I'm off for a walk somewhere, but, and so, and I just had to go into them because the 9-7 repeater went digital something, so I had to go in there, and at least for now, I just put the 9-7 in the skip mode, in the scan category. We'll see what happens, but because there's no easy way to do it from the keypad without probably getting to a point where it flies across the room and may or may not hit a concrete wall. So, without wanting to do that, I use Chirp. Let's see, field day. No, contacts do not get cross-referenced. Can you imagine, just imagine, you know, think of Rod Sterling in this Twilight Zone, just imagine for 1 minute that every contact would have to get cross-referenced on field day. Impossible. So it's pretty much an honor system, which means if you want to cheat to get a better spot, in whatever category, then you probably can, and you'll get there, and unless somebody questions it. So let me drop here for a second, because I'm getting into Kevin mode. And by that, I mean I'm just going to talk on endlessly here until the repeater probably times out. So it's an honor system. I up, I send a log in every year because I operate on my own and have for many years as one Bravo. And in Connecticut, I am top scorer one Bravo for a couple of years in a row. There's probably three of us. And the other two don't send their logs in. So my dozen or 15 contacts in a couple hours gets me top spot one Bravo. So maybe somebody can knock the king off his throne this year. We'll see. What else? Oh, finding things. Yes, I always find things that, this was not so much amateur related, but through the years for various things, maybe when I was employed, gainfully employed, I have a vast collection of household fuses from 100 amp knife edge, knife blade fuses, down to screw-in Edison S-base type stuff, and I have recently boxed them all up and looking for a home for them, because I have no need for these anymore. I don't have fuses in my house, or anybody else that I know has fuses in their house, but like I said, these were things I collected when I was working. And sometimes you needed them, and they saved me more than once, but they serve no purpose. So that's my major discovery. K1DCP, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Dave. That's very interesting. This might be the year that one Bravo might be a challenge. Because I think there'll be a lot more people doing that than previously. Okay, well, we'll move on to Jeremy. Think, see what he thinks about all these things. And I know one question he might really be able to think about is finding anything recently in your junk drawer that you forgot you had. Or any of the other topics we've talked about. KC1NBY, KC1TWR.
KC1NBY, well, on the junk drawer part, I guess I'm just starting my junk drawer collection, so found nothing new that I forgot I had. Might have acquired a few new things, but we'll get there one day. Other than that, no real comments on the field day stuff, as I haven't really had time to look into it to be able to participate this year, so hopefully I can do some learning and studying over the next year and be ready to participate next year. So I have KC1MBY, back to net.
Okay, very good, Jeremy, and thank you for the comment. Now we'll go down to Steve, see what he thinks about either programming jet steam radios, about logging contacts, although I have heard that you're supposed to send in a dupe sheet, but that's really the same thing. And also talking about whether he might be doing one Bravo this year, and does he have any problems getting the 9-7 repeater program to be skipped, and I'm sure he's found a thing or two in his junk drawer. NK1B, KC1TWR.
NK1B. Yeah, just FYI, I'm transmitting on a new headset that I've purchased with a foot switch, so it's my first time with a foot switch too, so if I come in and out, I'm just a rookie at it. And so if there's any issues audio-wise, you'll feel free to comment. The Jetstream, I get quickly frustrated with the Lessics. I have several of them. I have a bunch of Wusons, which I actually like because they're nice rugged radios. I can do a lot of them. But I rarely try to do any programming other than in VFO. I'll do something on the fly. But trying to do something in memory, I owned one of those Jetstreams for a little while, and it had a similar fate, nearly, as Dave mentioned. But I gave it away before it hit the wall. But just not the patience for they're a little bit tricky, but they do function, and they're actually great kind of things for situations that are a little bit sketchy, you know, outdoors and stuff where you want something that you don't really need to care for. So the Chirp is to use Chair for all my, you know, I have several little versions of Asian radios and stuff, and they have their purposes, and the Chirp, but the cable's usually cheaper, those if they didn't come with one, and once you hang it at, it's quick and easy. Let me reset. Second quick question, I haven't been on, what is today, Wednesday, was the Sunday N1NW net not there, or was I have an issue? Anybody can answer me on that. And logs, I generally feel that, I that's interesting to know, I thought you, I know that like with the parks on the air, everything is cross-referenced, and but it's kind of a closed situation, so it's, and you don't need to, it's only thing, it's only a concern if you're doing park to parks or things for special awards, but the all the hunters don't need to submit their logs. They can, but they don't have to. But if you're activating, you need to. And like I say, master park to park. I usually, if I do any, which I read any QSOs or anything like that, I'll usually submit a log just in case, because not for me, because I'm just not that much into it. And but I know that some people are really into it, and I don't want somebody to miss an opportunity for something over one or two QSOs that, you know, because I didn't, you know, file. I have most of the logging thing, so I'll just do them up real quick and ship them in. And the junk drawer thing, I have a rack with crates in it, and generally it's not what I find that I wasn't looking for. It's I can't find what I am looking for until I totally give up 100% on that project, move on to the next project, look for something else I can't find, and then I find the item for the first project. Back to that, NK1B.
Thank you, Steve. And yeah, that's a good point about the logging, and that sometimes we're not doing it because we want recognition or have things count for us. It's because we want to help others. For instance, somebody is trying to work all states. If they're still trying to find Connecticut and they make contact with us and we don't log it, then they won't get credit for that and they'll have to find someone else. That's another good reason to do logging, but logging through LOTW or EQSL or whatever is not required. It's just good form, good practice. Okay, and then there's always doing your logging, and we talk a lot about software, using the different packages and so forth, but there's always tried and true pencil and paper. So we can think about that. Okay, let's move down to Chuck before we do another call out. And Chuck, W1FJW, you've heard all the questions. What say you? W1FJW, KC1TWR.
I try not to say too much. They just write it down and hold it against you. On the programming, the radio, there's probably in some obscure corner of memory a auto repeater setting that needs to be turned on would be my guess, but only a guess. Let's see, well, it's got cross-checking field day logs. Now, I remember before you sent in dupe sheets, but I think now they go under the mantra that field day is not a contest, even though it is, sort of. So they don't check too much. And did I ever find anything I forgot I had? With my memory and the junk collection around this house, we don't have enough time on the net to cover it. And the Sunday net was on the Salem repeater for the convenience of the Echolink crowd. So you might have missed that. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Yes, so many things lost, so many things found. I lost my badge at one point when I was working contracting down at Pfizer, and about 3 years later, I was going through one of my older toolboxes, and I'd forgotten that the badge was in one of those magnetic holders that flips over your shirt, so it kind of holds it in place, and it's gotten stuck to the inside of one of the toolboxes. Presto change in there it was. And that JT that Jetstream modem, not on radio. That was another find yesterday. And I was just kind of looking around for some other boxes, and, oh, that's right, I got one of those. So, we're at the bottom of the list. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. This is the TipsNet, open to all amateur radio operators. If anybody else would like to join the TipsNet, please call now.
Here is a Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Queen, Bob in Montville. Good evening.
Okay, that recognizes Bob, W1RPQ. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll circle back to the top of the list, and so I guess new questions for Chuck has to do with logging and has to do with, did you find anything recently in a junk drawer you forgot you had, or any other comments in 1SPX, KC1CWR.
In reverse order, I look across from where I'm sitting right now and I see the bottom end of a scanner that I had forgotten and modified. So maybe that counts, but I was going to say that unfortunately I seem to just create more junk drawers as the time goes by and never finish going through all the old ones. As far as logging goes, the answer is officially they require logs. If you want to enter, of course, the league can't control you if you don't want to enter. But that being said, the cross-checking is still taking place. As near as I can tell, it's automatic nowadays, or artificially intelligent, emphasis on the artificial. And if you only make a few, it's not a big deal. But if you made 100 or 200 or 300 QSOs, and 100 of those people submitted logs with you, but 2 or 3 of them did not, then you may have, then you'll be okay. But if the other people don't log you, then they may become a suspect. It's kind of a balance of probabilities thing. That being said, I don't really think the league cares too much. Of course, they've dropped the pretense of it being a contest with the rules changes this year. But I don't think they care too much, and I think they only really care about auditing the couple of top entries every year in each category, and that's why it takes so long for them to decide to get around to certifying the results, as it were. And that, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, since DCE is up after me, I just a quick aside, and if the answer turns out to be yes, I'd love to chat afterwards. But Dave, just a quick question as to whether or not you knew my grandfather, Walt, lived up on Doolittle Road, not too far from you. Had an affinity for the dairy while it was still around. All right, that's all I got. I don't want to see it. Back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Good comments as always. And I'll try to remember to refresh Dave's memory after Kevin has his say about your question about Walt. Okay, next we'll move on to Kevin, K6PDG, and see if he's satisfied with the various things that have been found by various people or has any other comments for this round. K6PDG, this is KC1CWR.
Well, I think everybody gets an A-plus for the junk drawer question, so that's good. Two things. I'm a little fuzzy on something. With most nets, or all nets, I think, that I can think of, when you're at the bottom of the list and ask for more check-ins and somebody checks in, Usually it's customary to go to that person and give him a chance before he go back to the top of the list. But I guess it's neither here nor there. The other thing was, one thing I remember about field day that we used to do that apparently is no longer allowed or is no longer in vogue, kosher if you will. I remember operating with various clubs, and they would start out as, say, 3 alpha, and, oh, we got somebody brought another transmitter, and we're putting it on the air, so now we're 4 alpha. Oh, here comes somebody with a 12 gigahertz radio, so now we're 5 alpha. Apparently, they don't allow you to hop around like that anymore if you, theoretically. If you start out as one category, you stay in that category, if my understanding of the current esprit de corps is correct. That's all I got. K6PDG. I'm getting hungry.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And you could have just sent Tim. You forgot Bob again. So my apologies, Bob. I'll pick you up in just a second. Yeah, Kevin, and my apologies, but you may have to wait to satisfy your hunger if you have a conference call right after this net. Okay. Now, that's a good question about the good comment about changing whether you're 2-alpha, 3-alpha, 4-alpha, and so forth. I'm gonna stick Bob in here because Kevin's absolutely right. I did forget Bob again. My apologies. I got sidetracked. So, Bob. W1RPQ, don't know how much you've been listening, but some of the questions we have, we've been talking about whether you really have to submit logs for contacts on field day, talking about how problematic is it to remove the 9-7 repeater from scanning on both radios and scanners because it's now just digital, and also Kevin's standing question about did you find anything recently in your junk drawer that you forgot you had? W1RPQ, KC1TWR, and the TipsNet.
Good evening, this is W1RPQ. I guess I'll start, at the top there. The logging point, you don't have to log, and that's totally up to you, but it's field day, and if people are trying to get credit, they're not going to get credit if you don't have a match for them. In a contest. Now, field day, if you submit your logs, as Chuck said earlier, I'm not exactly sure how much they actually check, because it's, you can submit several different types of logs. It used to be you were supposed to log everything, so most of us, I think, are pretty good about that. Maybe not on 2 meters, but I try and keep a log of all my HF contacts just because I want to know where they are, because like my junk drawer, I can have a contact tonight and 2 days later I'll be like, I don't remember that. And the junk drawer is the same thing. I haven't found too much stuff lately that I didn't remember having, but it's always fun to go through there and find what you need always the day after you've bought another one. That seems to be the standard. Let me reset.
W1RPQ, KC1TWR, just heard the transmitter come on twice very briefly. Hopefully you're rectifying whatever the issue is, and hopefully you'll start talking again. This is KC1TWR.
W1RPQ to net, did you not get me?
After your initial comment, you said you were going to reset, and then, or were you saying back to net? Maybe I misheard you.
I did reset, okay, after that. I think it was talking about the junk drawer and ready spares, that we're always going to find things like that. And never fails that we'll go and we'll buy it, like a couple of the other guys mentioned, and then 2 days later, you'll find the five that you already had. That was all I had for this round. Let me send it back up to net control. W1RPQ.
Okay, thank you, Bob. That was probably my mistake. I've turned off the other thing that's been distracting me, and I'll talk to that person later. Okay, we'll move on to Dave, K1DCT, for any comments he has for this round, and for the question that Chuck asked him about Walt. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, very good. This is K1DCT. No, Chuck, I can't say I have a new Walt. I've lived in town a long time, but I keep to myself, and most people are probably glad for that. Except, of course, here on the radio, where I run wild. But what else do I want to throw out there? Oh, Steve, NK1V, I noticed on your headset that you're using that no one else has mentioned. Maybe I'm the only one that hears it. But there was a constant ticking sound at regular intervals. So, you know, almost like a clock ticking off seconds or something. So, just something to think about, check into. And, junk drawers, one more comment about that. I have, over the last 10 years, kind of pared down quite a bit from my collection. And most things are filed away in drawers or boxes that are actually labeled with what's inside, at least roughly. So I tend to be a little bit organized these days, and so I don't have to go out and buy that second one when I already had one. So that's about it, I think. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And boy, I wish I was as organized as you are. I've tried labeling various things, but I only do it at the top level. So what's in the box may have what I labeled it as, and maybe more. Okay, let's move on to Jeremy, see what he has to say for this round. KC1NBY, KC1TWR.
KC1NBY. Nothing really additional other than maybe I'll take Dave's comment there and apply that to as I'm building my junk drawers to keep everything labeled. Other than that, that's all I have. KC1NBY, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jeremy. And now we'll go on to Steve, NK1V. Any comment for this round? This is KC1TWR.
NK1V. Not too much for comments. I will, Dave, I appreciate the input, and I have a clock, one of those plastic ones there that clicks quite loud, so if the noise is gone, I've removed the battery from that. If not, there is something that I actually hear even receiving when the squelch is not broke. I hear like a ticking and something in, hopefully in my shack or something scanning or doing something in a consistent pattern. So I'll investigate that more. It's not outrageous, but that's all I got. Back to Matt and K1D.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And I hear the ticking too, very minor in the background. It's ticking a lot faster than a clock, though, or at least a clock that clicks every second. So it sounds like it could be, a Bob. No. but it's got that fast kind of a tick to it. Okay, let's move on to Chuck W1FJW. Any comments for this round?
Well, of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most. Yeah, I heard the ticking on Steve's headset. Sounds like it's about 4 or 5 times a second, so it's pretty quick tick. And, I'd like to mention that Raison meeting on the air this month. I think it's tomorrow. So, things are creeping up on me. So, 7:30 tomorrow on the Norwich repeater. Back to net, W1FJW.
Okay, very good, Chuck. And we're going to go full circle and come back to Bob. My apologies again for missing you the first time. And any further comments for the net, W1RPQ? This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is W1RPQ. No additional comments. Got in late on all the discussions, so I think I'll leave it at that. Didn't have any questions tonight. Hope everybody's getting ready for field day, and sounds like we're going to have a lot of things going on. The folks that are heading up to New Hampshire, as well as the folks down here. Sounds like it's going to be the best we can make of it, which is all we can do. W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And looking at the clock on the wall, I think it's time to think about closing the first section. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Before we start section 2 with announcements or items of concern, are there any additional check-ins? Please call now.
Will you accept an additional comment before you move on?
Yep, I was going to ask for that, but go right ahead there, Kevin. Go for it.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were going to forget. Steve's ticking. I wouldn't describe it as minor, and I wouldn't describe it as major. It's sort of borderline. It's something you want to address, but if it takes a day or two to track it down, I don't think anybody's going to track you down. It is a lot faster than 4 or 5 a second, though. It's more like, I'd say 10 or 12 ticks a second. Maybe it is never mind. K6P. Oh, and does anybody have plans for building a junk drawer? Oh, that's under the swap section. Never mind, K6PDG, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Very true. Any further comments before we move on to section 2? Please call now. Okay, we'll now start the second section of the TipsNet. And before I start asking for announcements, etc., I would like to make some myself. Number one, TipsNet is always looking for anybody that would like to play net control, either for one session or on a rotating basis once per month. We have a slot or two that's open. If you'd like to do that, let me know. Secondly, anybody that's listening that has any questions for the TipsNet and either can't get on the air or can only listen to us or is too bashful, you can always send that question to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club email address and we'll bring it up on the net. That address is tricityarc@gmail.com. That's tricityarc@gmail.com. Okay, so are there any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? Please call now.
Since you prompted.
SPX, please proceed.
Thanks, Tim. I think most people already know the North American Kilowatt Club, N1KW, we will be in the White Mountain National Forest in New Hampshire, up at the Russell Pond Campground near Woodstock, New Hampshire, for Field Day. We are more than happy to have you come up for a few hours or for the weekend. Just get a hold of Kevin or I, and we'll be happy to give you the details. Also, I believe Stan, KT1SF, with his health problems, especially his neck, he would love to come up and visit us for the afternoon, but doesn't want to make the trip himself. So if anybody is interested in doing something like that, either let Stan know or let us know, and we will relay the information. That's all I've got. N1SPX, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you. Chuck, any more questions or comments for Chuck, please call now.
PDG.
KA6PDG, please proceed.
Thank you, sir. Looks like the scratch. He's going to come back on this repeater, but we'll see how we do here. This comes from K1AFI and the Underwater Sound Lab Net. Announcement was made this morning. Regarding the breakfast at Old Times Restaurant that some of you remember have been traditional Thursday mornings at 7 and were curtailed due to the COVID-19 closure of the restaurant, etc. The restaurant now opens at 8 a.m., 8 o'clock in the morning, and a few people are going to start gathering for breakfast again, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, the 25th of June. So that'll be Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock. For a ham radio breakfast at the Old Times Restaurant in downtown Norwich. For those who are comfortable with that and want to come, you'd be more than welcome. Just remember, it'll be Thursdays at 8 o'clock, not 7 o'clock, at Old Times starting June 25th on Thursdays. KA6PDG, thank you.
It's good to know. Anybody with questions or comments for Kevin about the Thursday morning breakfast, please call now. Any further items of interest or announcements, please call now. Okay, and now for the third section of the TIPSnet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur-related, amateur radio-related items? Please call now.
N1SPX with a want. Sure to make sure payment is made, if anybody has some ladder line they're looking to get rid of, we need 50 or 100 feet of it. 450 ohm ladder line. Again, let Kevin or I know, and we'll make sure we get arrangements sorted out. And with that, Tim, I'm going to say I've got to step out at the top of the hour. So 73 all, and thanks much. 73 N1 SPX back to net.
Okay, very good. Anyone who has some extra 450 ohm ladder line, 50 or 100 feet, they can contact Chuck and N1SPX, or I imagine Kevin. Let's move on to Jeremy, KC1NBY. Please proceed.
KC1NBY. Just looking for a 2-meter mobile radio. It can either be 240 or 2-meter and 70-centimeter, or just 2-meter. KC1NBY back to net.
Okay, very good. And let's see. Yep, and your email is good in QRZ.
Yes. KC1NBY back to net.
Okay, very good. Any of us having any items for swap sell or interested in, or any comments on the first two items, please call now.
N1SPX with a quick comment for Jeremy.
That was a complete double, Tim.
Okay, N1SPX, go ahead and call, correction. KC1NBY, go ahead and call N1SPX, he has something for you.
N1SPX, KC1NBY.
Jeremy, not exactly an item, so I think it's kosher here. If you don't get a taker on that, if you can't find yourself a 2-meter rig, I've got it's a Tango Yankee Tango, is the brand name, TYT, TH9000, that's a Tango Hotel 9000, and optionally, you can add the letter D for Delta at the end. It's about 125 on Amazon, and it's a 65-watt rig, and 2-meter only, but as far as price goes, it's the cheapest 65-watt mobile rig you're ever going to find, and I've had some good experience with it. That's all I've got, and to make this quick, I'll just turn it back to Matt. N1SPX, back to Matt.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chuck. And I know you said you're going to jump off, so I'd like to thank you for attending, even if you do stick around for a little bit. Any further comments or items for this third section of the net, please call now.
K1DCT with something for SPX or PDG.
Okay, Dave, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I know he's looking for 50, about 50 feet, but I have some brand new 450 ohm. From what I calculated when I rolled it up, it's about 40 feet. So it may not meet your needs, but if you want it, it's yours. K1DCT. Back to net.
K6PDG, copy. Thanks. Back to net.
How long do you think it is? I think I missed it.
Yeah, it's right around 40 feet, 40 feet.
Okay, very good. They can contact you with that. I know they have to jump off if they haven't already. I will make contact with them afterwards if need be. Any other comments for the third section, please call now.
K6PDG copied and clear.
Okay, very good, and thanks for acknowledging, Kevin. That's great. That will conclude the third section. This is KC Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins, comments, or crosstalks before we close the net? If so, please call now. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. Also thanks to W1AN for allowing us to use the W1DX repeater. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meetings on the second Tuesday of each month, usually at the American Red Cross office in Montville, Connecticut. However, recently they've been holding it on this repeater at 7 o'clock on the second Tuesday. It's open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.net. That's TRICITYARC.net. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I will now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening and 73.
Thank you.